Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are at Perspectives 17 in Los Angeles, sponsored by GenBand, and we're speaking with Patrick Jagerist. He is the Executive VP of Sales. How are you doing today, Patrick?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here with you.
What do you think of the show so far?
I couldn't be happier. I think, our marketing team has done just an amazing job putting together a show. Fun facts, we've got 600 people here from every continent of the world, a lot of carriers, a lot of resellers, so it's a really diverse mix, including a lot of our ecosystem partners as well. So we're excited with the kind of differentiated offers we're able to bring to our carrier as a channel partner, as well as our other channel partners.
Every GenBand event that I've ever been to, GenBand takes incredible care of the attendees. They provide a great show as far as the educational benefits, as well as food and entertainment. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Glad to hear it.
Now for some of the nitty-gritty, what is your department? Maybe you could describe it a little bit to us, and then we'll go into your channels.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm responsible for sales worldwide. So we have sales teams deployed in every region of the world, and I also have the marketing team. So the marketing team who put together this organization, this event, Bita Milanian, here a local Angeleno person put together this event. So we're really proud of the efforts that were put in, and again, some of the feedback that you've been giving me is very heartwarming, hearing it from others as well. So our organization is really responsible principally to make sure our value proposition, we get it out to our primary customers, which are the carriers around the world. And the traditional business that we've had with them over many years is really helping them modernize the network assets that they have. It's a lot of legacy DMS switches there from Nortel. And again, that was probably the biggest part of GenBand's roll-up, was the Nortel switching business that came into the company in 2010. And we've been on a journey with some of the largest carriers in the world in terms of upgrading them from TDM to all IP infrastructures, getting them prepared for the next wave of new services.
That's actually a good ending point for that one scenario, because where we're at now in communications is an incredibly exciting time. And for the channel, there's a lot of organizations that are making some very critical decisions on how to proceed into the future, because if they don't move, they're going to be in a bad way, big time, and they're not even going to realize how fast the train is moving, and it's going to be gone.
That's absolutely right, and we're seeing that every day. One thing I should share with you, our traditional business has really been carriers and helping them upgrade their infrastructure. But one of the things that's kind of unique to GenBand, when we did purchase the Nortel assets and brought that into the family here, we also have the intellectual property that really is embedded in some of the really large enterprise PBXs as well that traditionally have been served by Avaya. So with the disruption in the marketplace, with some of the customers, some of the large enterprises saying that they want to maybe cast a wider net and look at other solutions other than Avaya, it's really created a market opportunity for GenBand, for our channels, which in many cases are our carriers, their enterprise solutions organizations, as well as other companies like Blackbox and Arrow, NCA, other more system integration kind of channel partners that we work with here in the U.S. And really around the world. They're finding that those legacy Nortel large infrastructures that support some of the largest federal government agencies, some of the largest hospitals, some of the largest universities, they're really end of life. And they're looking to see, what do I do next? They're exploring all IP-based premise solutions, which of course we can provide with our application server. They're also exploring a cloud offer and cloud options. So we're pleased to announce here at Perspectives, here in Los Angeles, that we were happy enough to be awarded UC infrastructure for the Los Angeles Public Library. It includes the Central Public Library here in LA, as well as all 72 branches across the city on our cloud.
That's fantastic. So let's first talk about the channel that you're really trying to reach. Who is it that would be your customers, and then we'll talk about some of the products that you might be able to have open to them.
I'd say even to define it more broadly, I would say any channel who has traditionally been providing PBX resale is somebody who really should be taking a look at GenBen, and we'd like to be working with them as well. We have a carrier class offer that can scale down as well as scaling up. When we talk about some of these really large implementations, because of our carrier grade heritage, we're one of the few technologies in the marketplace that can scale upwards of 200,000 simultaneous users. So there's a very rich environment and some really interesting kind of large enterprise opportunities that we're uniquely qualified to address. The other thing that we're realizing is there's a market reality that many of these large enterprises are not going to be doing a full rip and replace of what they have. They've got a diverse environment, including technologies from a lot of different suppliers. But what they need to do is to be able to differentiate the channel needs to differentiate their services to the large enterprises, and the large enterprises in many cases may be looking for a differentiated experience that can be ubiquitous across a number of technologies. We've created our Candy platform as a service to do just that. So on one hand, if you've got an enterprise that has a mix of Cisco and BroadSoft and Avaya, but they want to have a uniform at the presentation layer. They want to have a uniform UC soft client. We're able to do that in a mashup with a lot of different technologies with our Omni Container technology available from our cloud. If you're a large enterprise and you're saying, look, I want to have something that's a little bit different, but mashed up with different applications that my users live in, then we can provide that kind of real-time communications connection as well. So we're doing that for companies like IBM, you know, where you have IBM where they're looking to compete with the likes of Microsoft 365, and Microsoft will be offering not only Microsoft 365 but also Skype for Business. IBM has a very powerful IBM Connections portfolio and have, frankly, a lot of better functionality than Microsoft Office, but they're missing that real-time communications component. We're providing that for them.
I think it's important to point out that some of the features that you have via the Candy wrappers technology, that's technology that if you have a Nortel and you have an architecture that's already in place, you can add to it. It's a complementary enablement feature that you don't have to tear out everything that you have. You can use it and enhance the situation and maybe extend the life a little bit, or at least use it partially as a transitional mechanism to move into the cloud in a future date.
It's exactly our value proposition. We're not really asking a large enterprise or even the channel partners who are dealing with enterprise customers to do a full rip and replace. It's just not economically viable. But what we have available on a consumption-based model from our cloud are some real value-added services that, again, as you mentioned, are Candy wrappers. So the example and the wrapper that seems to be catching fire right now in the last couple of months is something we call live support, which is really a front end for any kind of call center queue. Why is that different? What it allows a call center queue is to not just take calls from a traditional kind of 800 number, but also can take queries that are coming from Slack, from Twitter, from Facebook, from the media that millennials would rather use. They're not going to be calling into an 800 number to a call center. They'd much rather go on the web, go onto a customer's website and contact customer care and get a solution, get a question answered in that fashion. So our wrapper literally allows calls to be coming in or messages coming in over one uniform interface. We're working collaboratively with IBM Watson so that a number of those queries that are very simple, like how do I change my passport, what's the billing address, those can be answered actually by a chatbot on an SMS channel. And if you're not able to really solve the customer's solution with the bot, with what IBM, the power of IBM Watson, you can easily promote that session into a call, to a video, to a full collab. So what we're finding is a lot of enterprise customers who are saying this really provides a much richer call center experience because you can interact with your customer. And certainly when it comes to a customer care, you want first call resolution. You don't want to have that customer call again to help resolve a problem. With our very interactive live support wrapper, number one, the calls that don't need to go to an agent are shunted off to a bot. You really are saving your agent's time for the heavy lifting, the harder questions that need to be answered. And you're actually putting those into a queue with subject matter experts who can work collaboratively with that customer who has an inquiry to get it resolved once and for all.
It really is a good technology. It's actually, of those that are out there at this point, I continue to think that you have the leading edge within the new wave of communications that's people or carriers are going to have to move to.
Yeah, I mean, one of the examples that we shared, we had a presentation from Wendell Jackson, who's in charge of global channels for Five9s. Five9s is a all-cloud call center business, and they came to us for one of their marquee customers. People know the U.S. Hulu. Those of you who want to record Game of Thrones when you were busy at our opening ceremony probably went to your Hulu box to be able to see what was happening at Game of Thrones. But for their call center business, what they needed was a really world-class WebRTC kind of capability. What they've done is equipped half of their call center agents in India with Chromebooks, and with WebRTC provided from the Kandy platform, they're able to seamlessly and very cost-effectively serve the Hulu customers who have any queries.
Patrick, where can our listeners find out more?
I would welcome them to reach out to me at any time. I'm patrick.joggerst@genbannon.com. It's patrick.joggerst@genbannon.com. Or frankly, look at the GenBan website, genban.com website, and what you're going to find is a link to our visual attendant, which is using our WebRTC technology. You're going to be able to reach one of my inside salespeople right from the web.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Patrick Joggerst. He is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
And marketing, yep.
And Patrick, it was not only a pleasure speaking with you, but it was a pleasure being here at Perspective 17, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.